But Charlie lives in Chicago, and he plays with the Chicago Aces. And Tracy plays everywhere with everybody. But he also has the Cajun, Tracy Schwarz Trio. And Matt plays with the Tracy Schwarz Trio and the Bone Tones, and that's in Minneapolis. And Rose is with Zydeco, Hot House Zydeco, and... Oh, okay, it's Hot House Zydeco, but she's been part of many influential bands, Heartbeats and OK Bayou and Flum Dunfair and so forth. And she's from now Vermont. Greenville, Mass. Sorry, I'm moving around a lot here. Okay, Larry Miller is, and Peter's in New Orleans, right? No, Lafayette now. Okay, Larry Miller is going to talk about a special program for CFMA.
Yeah, thank you. We first of all, the presentation we're gonna make is sponsored by the Cajun French Music Association. For those of you who are not familiar with the CFMA, it was founded in 1984, and I'm one of the 26 founders of the association, and have been very active ever since. And if you would be interested in becoming a member, it's $15 a year per family, and you get a newsletter. Although the newsletter has a lot of local stuff that you may not understand or be necessarily interested in, but there are some announcements and things that you might benefit from. On the other hand, it also helps the cause of preservation of the culture. We're not just for music, we're also for various facets of the culture. We are the ones who do the fiddle apprenticeship, because in Louisiana, as Tracy alluded to, we have tons and tons and truckloads of accordion players and a lot of real good ones, but we do have a shortage of fiddle players. So we have no need to really sponsor anybody to learn accordion, because there's so many of them. And but we do have a shortage of fiddle players, and so particularly for our fiddle apprenticeship program is like under age 40, and if we have a promising person, not a beginner, but an intermediate level person who seems promising, then we will tie them in with a master and pay for lessons to try to get them interested. And by the way, you saw one today, Alida Viator was in the fiddle apprenticeship. She completed that one just recently. And we've had six or seven so far. They have to be for very special people, and we feel like we reserve it for people that it's going to pay off. If you're interested in making contributions to the fiddle apprenticeship program, just contact me, either the membership or the fiddle apprenticeship. And you can the membership for the CFMA is $15. You can just make a check out to CFMA and hand it to me or mail it to me, and likewise for any contributions to the fiddle apprenticeship. In addition, I might point out that sometimes in September, the official grand opening of the Cajun Music Hall of Fame, many of you who have contributed to help see that's coming off, and so all of the inductees will be officially lined up, and it's going to be open. And it's now open for, although not all of the inductees, only the nominees are up on the wall. Anyway, so... In addition, the third weekend in August each year is the Cajun Grammys. It's called Le Cajun, the Cajun, and for those of you who'd be interested, this is the final of the third for this year's brochure. The last 3 years, we're going to reprint again for the next 3 years. Although it's always in the third weekend in August at the Blackham Coliseum in Lafayette. It's the largest assembly of great Cajun dancers and some of the best bands that are. And so it starts at 10 in the morning on Saturday till 10 Saturday night. Then on Sunday, more music, and then the actual awards. And typically, like similar to the Country Music Awards, the best female vocalist, the best male vocalist, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'll leave these brochures out here if you'd like to pick up some so that you can maybe take one of those with you and maybe plan to attend. And that brings us to the subject. We, a few years ago, created a category in the Le Cajun Awards program. It's called Le Prix d'Or de Nuit, which means the contest or the prize for those who don't live among us. In other words, those who don't live in Louisiana and Texas who play Cajun music. And so we always all of the other award categories have got the envelopes and the nominees, and at the last minute they rip up the envelope and say the winner is. The nominees are, and they play a little a clip from each one of their albums, the house band will play a short section of the most popular song on the album that won for that whatever. We have several nominees, Horace Trahan and Kevin Nakan's been nominated, and maybe somebody can help me. Courtney Grange has been nominated, and a number of other people who are here, along with a lot of the other mainstays back home. But anyway, the only one that we do the contest early enough and go ahead and get the nominees and the winner at the same time, and we announce it publicly so that it allows the pre-deal winners travel planning time, so that about a month ago we arrived at a conclusion, and we just made the calls, and so we'd like to announce the winners. The second runner-up was a band from Holland called Cajun Country, and the title of their album was Testing 1-1, like in the microphone. And they're a very good group. They've performed in Louisiana a few times, and they're very traditional, very sincere. You probably know them, I suppose. Okay, the second runner-up is the Atlanta Swamp Opera, and we have a prominent member of that group, and Lisa Beckman. Come up here, Lisa. Back home, we affectionately call it Tilis. Okay, so Tilis, this is for you. You and your group have been nominated for the Prix d'Or, and we'd like to just say congratulations, huh? The title of their album is Etoile. Hey, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. And this is it here. So if you'd like to pick up one of those, see Lisa. And I guess you got them at the Augusta store. And it's a very good album. They've done great work. Okay. And the members of that group is of course, Lisa plays lead fiddle, Ann Snyder on fiddle and vocals. And of course, Lisa does vocals and rubboard. Larry Enlow on accordion and vocals. Maureen Kilroy, guitar and vocals. Larry English, there are two Larrys in there, bass. Doug Lansbury on the drums, and Jennifer Sproul on triangle and rubboards, and Teresa Chapman on triangle. So that tells you about the Atlanta Swamp Opera. They play around there, and they're very good. Okay, the winner you've heard before, and I think it's probably should go to, it is going to someone no more deserving than Tracy Schwartz and the Cajun Trio, and they've won the trophy, and they're gonna be out there hopefully to accept that trophy, and we'd like to give them their medallions. And guess which song really put them way over the top? Let the Meatball Roll. And you know, I want to tell you that little composition touched a lot of hearts back home, and I remember quite vividly when it first came out, and just every day you could turn on the radio, or every Saturday, and they were calling in, you play that meatball song again? And it brought back memories of a very popular radio disc jockey program in Houston, Jan. So, Maestro, would you step forward, please? And Tracy... This is the group's second winnings. They won it. This is their second time around. So, but I think this time was a very clear-cut win. And you know, so congratulations, and Mr. Matt Haney. Matt plays fiddle, as you well know, in the Cajun Trio, and. He's worked hard long and played Cajun music for many years as well, and so we'd like to congratulate him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. Okay, we're really out of time, so just please, everybody, try to be on time tomorrow so we can start and not run over. And tomorrow is the Creole tradition going into Zydeco.